Hi, this is Aisling from Kilkenny Library Service, and today we're going to hear a recommendation from Ruby. Ruby, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the book that you'd like to recommend?
Yeah. Hi, my name is Ruby and I am 11 years old. I recently read the book The Breadwinner by Deborah Ellis, and it is one of my favourite books. The Breadwinner is about a young girl in Afghanistan named Parvana. She has a very hard life under Taliban rule.
And did you really enjoy that book, Ruby?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
How many stars would you give it out of 10?
I'd give it 10 out of 10.
Very good. And what are you reading? After reading that book, Ruby, what did you start to read then?
I started to read the follow-on story, Parvana's Journey.
Oh, very good. And is that a kind of historical book again, Ruby?
Yeah, it's very good. It's more or less the same, but the follow-on.
Follow-on to it. So you're continuing on the story for the girl in the book. That's great. Thank you very much, Ruby.
Yeah.
Hello. Can you tell us your name, your age, and what your favourite book is?
Hello. My name is Jamie. I'm 9 years old. My favourite book is The World's Worst Children Tree by David Walliams. I've read the other two books, and they were very funny, but my favourite one was the third because it was funnier than the others. It was easy to read.
So would you recommend the David Walliams books to your friends, Jamie, and to other people of your age?
Yes.
Thank you, Jamie. Hello, what's your name and what's your favourite book?
My favourite book is The Wonky Donkey.
And why do you like The Wonky Donkey?
Because it is very funny.
Goodbye. And what's your name?
Sam Kahl.
And what age are you, Sam?
4.
Thank you, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Hi, tell me your name, your age, and what your favourite book is.
Hi, I'm Luke Cahill. I'm 12 years old, and my favourite book is Peter Crouch, How to Be a Footballer.
And why do you like that book?
I like it because it shows the different aspects of being a footballer, such as dressing rooms, superstitions, cars, tattoos, clothes, the team bus, celebrations, houses, transfers, etc., etc.
And this is an adult book, but was it an easy read for somebody who likes football and soccer?
Yes. Even if you don't like reading, I'd still recommend it.
Why would you say that?
Because it's like watching the telly. You can see what you're reading nearly.
You can visualise it?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thanks to all of the children who participated in today's book recommendations.